escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it was unbelievable. You know, the fact that I'm looking at a box score here says the Rangers have fallen to the Diamondbacks 6-4. As Phil Maton with a solo shot and a three-run shot, and the next thing you know, the Rangers go from up two to down two and heading up to bat there in the bottom of the ninth and could not get the job done. We'll get Sandler on here before too long, talk to him. But welcome into the show. General at your service, at ease. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander will be in before too long, I believe. Wolchuk's here. Chiofalo is here. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How's everybody doing? Is that all? Is that, is this thing just not meant to be? Are we cursed? 40 games to go. We've been doing this now for damn near 5 months.
It hurts, man. That one, gosh, after last night and then today, and it's like you actually got some insurance there in the eighth. I'm thinking, okay. You gave yourself some breathing room. Yeah. Phil Maton's coming in. He's been unreal for you.
He has done
a nice job. You're going to get a series win. You're going to take 2 of 3. You'll be 2 games over 500. Let's go to Toronto and see what you can do.
Jared Sandler joining us now here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Sands, I like the idea of not posting the stats on the video board for the rest of the season. Give these guys a psychological break.
Yeah, sorry, Gavin. Can you guys hear me?
We yes, got sir. You.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know that it's realistic. I think, you know, a lot of fans would be confused, and you obviously can't control that when you go on the road. But I just think in general, these guys, however they can just mentally reset is what they need to do. And, you know, I talked to Elvis a little bit last night. I mentioned it on air that, you know, it's a part of the beauty of the playoffs. And Brad Miller made a similar comment earlier this year. It's, you know, once you get to the playoffs, the stats don't really matter. You know, you're just whatever we can do to get that next run. It might be the 3-run home run. It might be the manufactured run that, you know, comes kind of like the Diamondbacks got their first run tonight. Walk, stolen base, single. That simple. It doesn't matter as much what that individual line looks like. And I'm not saying these guys are, you know, that they've been selfish in pursuing stats. I want to make that abundantly clear. I just think that, you know, for a lot of these guys, the year has not worked out how they'd like. And they're constantly, whether they're trying to or not, they look up the scoreboard and they see the numbers that aren't representative of the type of season that, you know, they want and that we all believe that they're capable of achieving. And if you just reset it and say, screw it, you know, hey, it doesn't matter. Because here's the reality. Nothing from the past this season can be changed. The Rangers are where they are. They're not in a great spot, not at least the spot that we all expected them to be in, but they've got a chance to make the playoffs, and they need to play really, really good baseball. And as good as this pitching is, they just cannot keep leaning on the pitching, right? It's like sitting on an old chair or leaning on an old chair. It's eventually just it's going to snap with all the pressure. And this offense needs to start scoring more runs. And, you know, if mentally they do something internally, privately, where it's like, hey, everyone's line, as far as we're concerned, is, you know, is starting over. I don't know what it is. Whatever mental trick you can play. Just to get these guys going in the right direction.
I think they've already started listening to Creed, and perhaps that did not work this time around. But, I mean, even in 2023, there weren't signs that Creed had really worked until we got into the postseason. So we'll be patient and believe there. But, Sands, I think as you kind of look forward to the winter, if this thing doesn't get going, you need a catcher, a first baseman, and a right fielder. What do you think?
Well, I think you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it from a positional standpoint. I just think in general, you know, I Matt Hicks used some word on the broadcast, on the post game, something with, there's like some scientific word with intergalactic connectivity or so. I don't know what he said. But we've all kind of echoed a similar sentiment where, you know, this lineup, you know, it feels like right now, you got a lot of really talented players, but they need to be more connected. And I just think there are certain qualities or elements that, you know, you can maybe change out to allow this group to, you know, flow better as a lineup. I know that's weird to say for a sport where, you know, you're not sharing a basketball, you're not sharing a puck or a football, whatever, you know, what have you, but they need to figure out a way to kind of have a better flow, a lineup that is more difficult to, you know, to contend with 1 through 9. And I don't know, you know, sometimes that means a big shakeup. Now, I don't mean like totally blowing this thing up, but just a shakeup that, you know, maybe, you know, has to, it allows you to reshuffle the deck. So, but I do think, you know, listen, Adolis Garcia's ankle injury, you know, maybe gives them an opportunity to just change the dynamic a bit. But I think they very well could be, you know, in the market and considering a change there with a second straight down year for Adolis.
Jared, I'm prepared to get ripped for even asking you this because I think there is a section of the Rangers fan base that any type of questioning of the manager, it's going to come with pitchforks here. But when you've blown 23 save opportunities, when you go back and just look over the course of the season, and I do think offensively that's been the biggest issue, but also the lack of having a legitimate closer, when you might get into a situation where it's a game or two that costs you to miss the postseason, are there any moments where you think maybe the coaching staff could have done a better job to help this team win?
And what, I mean, I understand the general question. And when
like we already had pushback on like, well, Phil Maton, right? You could tell maybe he was struggling a little bit. Should you have tried to get him out of there sooner? There was the question in the postgame, should you have just walked Sterling Marte or Ketel Marte?
I really like Sean. I don't know. I was confused by his questioning of locking Marte. You got Corbin Carroll, who's, you know, their best player, hitting right behind him, and now you're putting the go-ahead run on base. You know, base wasn't open. So I thought that was interesting. Phil Maton got the first two outs, and, you know, I don't know. I think if they had a guy that they wanted to close out the game available, you know, Danny Coolum or Sean Armstrong or someone else, they would have you know, had that guy ready to go. But, you know, we talked about it. Those guys have been used over and over and over. And at some point, you just, you know, you can't overuse them and then, you know, risk losing that guy the rest of the way. Zach, you have a fair question, right? I'm not questioning the question itself. I just think it's like when you've got, and this is a really good bullpen, but the last couple of years we've talked about Boch's bullpen management.
Right.
And I've used the poker example. It's really tough to win a poker hand when you get dealt 2-7 offsuit, right? It's a lot easier when you've got, you know, pocket rockets. And when you're dealing with the bullpen options that he was dealing with last year and at times throughout the regular season in 2023, that was like trying to, you know, bluff your way to winning multiple poker hands. Well, I think in this case, you know, the challenge is when you're playing all these games and you're scoring fewer than 5 runs, you're always playing in close games. And so it you're going to have more games, more often than not, you're going to have games where this guy and that guy aren't available. And this guy that you'd like to use in this spot's not available. And this and that. And so tonight or today, I don't know who the other option was. I mean, I can't imagine Rangers fans are super pumped to see Robert Garcia right now. You know, and he was the guy who was warming. But I think a part of the thing was it happened so quickly, right? You give him the homer, the hit batter, and it's just so, I don't know what Boach could have done differently today. You've got a really good reliever in there. And I'll be honest with you, would I have rather have seen Robert Garcia versus Ketel Marte? Maybe I'm the idiot because Ketel Marte homered off of Phil Maton, but I don't think so. And that's not a shot at Robert. That's just more, you know, Phil Maton's been a really good reliever. He's been really good for the Rangers. He just wasn't good today. And I think, again, you know, when you are constantly playing these close games, you have such little, you know, margin for error. And I think that's, you know, I think it makes it difficult. But, Zach, at the end of the day, the Rangers, you know, are performing below expectations. And so I understand if people, you know, are looking in all directions for, you know, answers or questions. I get that. I understand how this works. I just think, you know, today was a tougher situation because clearly Coulomb and Armstrong weren't available. Cole Wynn, you know, wasn't available. And, you know, at some point, you know, you got to be able to, you got to be able to trust some guys to be able to protect a two-run lead with three outs to go.
Well, at least nobody tried a behind-the-back put out today. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That was hopefully that's not the type of play that embodies the season. Hopefully, you know, this team turns things around and makes a nice playoff push. But and we can laugh at that as just kind of a blooper, you know, that took place throughout the season.
Well, I don't know who's pumping in music these days. I don't know what kind of sway you got there on the aux cord, Sands, but I'd like to recommend Stereo MC's Get Yourself Connected, you know, on the theme of getting a connected lineup. See what I'm doing there?
All right. Yeah, I like it. You can, I think on Twitter, DJ C-Stats. You can tweet him, Chris Statzer. He does a great job running the music of the Globe. I'm sure he's open to suggestions.
Well, right on. Thank you, Jared. Have a good day off. And then, hey, at least the schedule gets easier, right, with Toronto on Friday?
Yeah. But, hey, Toronto, you know, Dave mentioned it in the postgame. Toronto is the turning point for the Rangers in 2023 that kind of got them back on track. So maybe that'll happen again this year.
Cheers, buddy. Have a great night.
CFL.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. We're going to be on the road the next couple of days. Jake's in Grand Prairie tomorrow, fan phenom. But how about Pickler Universe on Friday in Carrollton, home of the best pickleball courts. Join us, G-Bag Nation, pickleball it up. Stella Artois is going to be there, and it's going to be quite a time. We'll get the G-Bag of the day on the other.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Beside here in the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to hit the expressway. Well, no, there is no expressway today. My bad. There was Rangers baseball, so we got to get this in. Okay, we got all the relevant news stories. Then we got your G-Bag of the day coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Then we'll take a break and come back with LA Live. All right, so that sort of sets the agenda here. Rangers lost a heartbreaker. Unbelievable. 6-4. And it's just been one kick in between the legs after another with this baseball team recently. And it appears that our buddy Mike Leslie made a big tweet and big Facebook post about the Rowdy Tellez story.
Yeah.
So, you know, taking it really on all angles here.
Huge J journalism.
Yes.
Man, we should we do like a comment section? Mean.
Oh yeah.
Mean comments.
Yeah, we should read some of those.
The Mike Leslie. I mean, and he was the only media member that went in and even shared this. I don't know if he's upset. Maybe it was Bobby's comments. He's been on our show before.
Maybe it was the Trayvon Diggs stuff. I mean, I enjoy Mike Leslie's work. I think
we had him on after the
D's
Nuts.
Yeah. You know, but I we've had some back and forth stuff on social over the years that I always thought was just professional disagreements. Maybe he harbors a grudge and he attempted. So when he posted that last night, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
It's going on the local TV news. Then it's going on Barstool. Then it's going on Awful Announcing. And then it'll be on SportsCenter. And the next thing you know, but like 24 hours later, it feels like this thing's blowing over, boys. You know, that's what it feels like to me right now. We're in the back half of the news cycle.
And it should. It should blow over. Because I didn't think Rowdy, as a fellow big man myself, I don't think he really helped his case. Didn't make himself feel very likable in that interview.
See, that's what I noticed in the last day or so is so many Tolos like having our back on this. And we salute you guys for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
mean, cold beers all around.
Wasn't one of our best interviews, but I do think there's a way to rally around it. I mean, I think that he should lean into the monetizing the earth, the Girthquake. Mm. I think it could be a fun nickname. You hit a home run, boom, Girthquake it up. Let's get shirts get sold here.
It could be the new Boomstick.
It could be.
Yeah. Micah Parsons had no comment for reporters after practice. Yeah. My mouth is closed. Jerry had a real quick, cryptic, weird answer about that as well, but they're coming back on home, and I guess that's a chance for things to be different. But Jerry said he's got a contract, so there's no deadline and expects him to play week one. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the day.
Hey. So how do y'all feel about that interview? Like, all the reaction to it? Because, I mean, it's
loud, know, man. It's loud.
How do y'all feel?
Like, I feel like I got to speak my truth.
It sounds like that. You kind of sound defensive and a little scared. Instead of just standing on business, man, that's how we did the interview, bro. We cracked some jokes. You didn't like how it went. Yeah. There it is. Y'all doing a whole lot of splaining.
Okay.
There's a lot of splaining going on.
You're right. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't know anybody
man,
in explanation
let it go,
on this.
Bro. You know, we can read the mean comments and everything and laugh at them and whatnot, but stand on business.
Stand it and move on.
Good advice.
Stand on straight business right now.
I mean, my heart was in a good place. That's what I felt.
You know.
Wouldn't go that far.
We're explaining again.
I don't know. Now, yeah. For a good long time, my man. All right, let's see here. Let's go to a podcast called The Foul Territory that is causing all of this stir. Day two for this Champion Audio. By the way, my name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you see any fly audio we should be playing. AJ Przyzinski and the boys. Anyway, Rowdy Tellez talks about his experience with the G-Bags.
Why do you let Jock Peterson, of all people, go like this to you? And I heard him call you fat. Like, what are we doing? Like, you're bigger than him. Squash him.
Well, it's a little inside joke. You're a big guy, too, so you get it. But, you know, we have bigger stomachs. And, you know, we're just a couple of, you know, some, you know, the Bash Bros or something. I don't know. The Belly Bandits. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat. And they were like, hey, you know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Brisket sandwich, man.
They were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. And they called me the girl.
That is pretty funny.
Stupid.
Oh. And, did you, Rowdy, did you feel like they took it too far there?
when they were on with you? Like,
you
was
think?
It, no, I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny.
Darn.
So, I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid. So
yeah.
Just leave.
Yep, a little shock jocks.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah, he went full butthurtedness is what he did. Ooh. Not emotionless. He was sad about it. He didn't want to play around and have fun on the radio. That was on him. But he still likes fat shaming his buddies. He's still down to do that, right? He's got no problem with that.
Hey, hold up. I hear you, dog. You're right.
Like a 1970s.
And you know what? Have some respect for the brisket Sandoz. It wasn't even like we weren't talking in generics. Oh. We were talking about specifics, tried and true to Texas. Welcome here. You're from here. You don't act like you're from here. You don't act like you live here. Sounds like you've never been here before. Say brisket sandwich and you get butthurt?
Not me, man. I had one the other day from Pecan Lodge.
Gosh, they're so delicious. They're unbelievable. Yeah. They're so good.
I could probably eat a couple more.
Brisket sandwiches,
yeah.
But just put smiles on people's faces.
You're
That's
not
what they
just,
do.
Hey, bro, you're not yourself when you're hungry. You know what I mean? Maybe my man got
a Snickers.
He got triggered a little bit.
I'm nice and full now.
I'm talking about him.
Yeah,
he Mr. Rowdy.
Snickers bar.
His big old belly was talking to him as soon as he heard that brisket. He was like, what? Damn.
Oh, they're on to something.
They're right.
Got hangry.
Let's go to the K&C masterpiece. My man Corey right here is telling a story about the time he did stand up. He got a little too comfortable and he called for a dump.
Okay. All right, this is before Adrian and I were married. She shows up. She's sitting there. I tell my first joke, got a couple chuckles, look down. She's deadpan just staring at me like, and I was like, I can, and I froze.
What was the joke?
I don't even remember at this point. I just froze, and I said something about bed love, and then I was
What's
like.
What's the deal with bed love?
Yeah, and then I left the stage, and I was like, I will never do that again because I can't. Comedians,
wait, bed love. What the hell?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe it was butt love. I don't know. Can you?
What did you?
Go ahead. Did you push the button for me?
Push the button for me.
Thanks, Alec. I got real comfortable with Fred just now.
Woo!
You sure did.
Old flop sweats major.
Oh, butt love.
I was listening live, and I couldn't tell what happened, and then I'm like, oh, they had to dump something.
You have what to is that? Rookie of the sometimes. Year? Rookie of the year when they say funky butt loving? I think the stepdad did.
That movie, man.
Funky butt loving.
Classic. I think we had the anniversary earlier this week of that.
Come on, some fire ass movie right there. Let's go to number three. Well, you know what? This is not really even one.
Winner.
But I heard this last night during the Rangers game, and I felt bad for this guy because he was trying to rally the troops.
You know, we talk about it all the time. Progression happens in different shapes and sizes in the sport. It doesn't always happen in the time that we all want it to take place. The 2-1 is upstairs.
Fire Nico takes over the Rangers game.
Solo chant, too. Nobody else is out there with you, brother. You was by yourself, Fire Nico. Probably looking around the crowd like, come on, I know you're feeling this still, right? It's not trending anymore.
It's the guy that always stands up during the wave and kind of like, well, come on, what are we doing? Everything.
Come
so,
on.
Like, sit your ass down.
Shirt is soaking wet. Mad beers all around him. Come on!
We're 9 weeks from the opener. Mavs and Spurs, maybe?
Yeah,
Mavs and Spurs. Yeah, it's going to be loud. Hey. You think Fire Nico's going to still be there?
Yes.
It'll pop back up.
Cooper Flo- and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to go to this one.
That was a winner.
Yeah, it might be tomorrow. I'll play it tomorrow. Lady crashed out at her brother's funeral.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, pretty sad situation right here. A lot of emotions hopping at a funeral. Like when people ask you, how was the funeral? This is what they mean right here. Did somebody crash out? Is everything okay with the family still? She crashed out because she did not see her name in the obituary.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm his big sister.
Uh-oh.
His big sister, Marina.
Marina.
I'm going to miss his laughter. It's one thing that I feel like I got slapped in the face.
Uh-oh.
I am Lil Bobby, big sister. Not one name in this thing say Marina. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be the time. It's going to be the time. Because this is my brother. This is my brother. Yes, I am. What good is that going to do? To let them know what they did wasn't right. Was not right.
No, no.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, that's an epic crash out right there.
Yeah, I feel like she's probably taking a few pulls off that liquor before she came up in there. And I feel bad for whoever put that program together. You know, you probably put hard work in and just totally forgot Morena. Yeah. Morena probably live in Arizona or something. Totally forgot Morena was there. Now you in the church just sweating bullets because Morena's coming for you, fam.
Yeah, she's calling you out for it. She's hammered, so you know she's not going to take any reasoning. About 750 milliliters of rum there in the back room is taking care of that. But she's kind of got a point. Is it Lady crashing out at Bro's funeral? Is it Fire Nico behind sand to the Rangers game?
One guy. Shout out to you, man. Come on, guys. Fire Nico. Let's go.
Let's go. Majors tried stand some stand up. Got dumped on the You gotta dump Butler. You have to dump that.
No. He got nervous.
Oh
yeah, he got nervous. Like, go ahead and dump that. Bud Love just sounds too weird coming from me. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I'm good for that.
There's some Hank Hill in there for sure.
He sounds like a cartoon character to me. I love Corey.
Yes, thank you, buddy.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Or is it Rowdy Tellez, a little hangry? I'm gonna go with the fan there behind Sands. Chief.
I'm gonna go with our guy Rowdy.
Okay, Lucius.
Rowdy like a hurricane.
Here I am. Well, Chuck.
Yeah, I gotta go with Rowdy.
Your guy. Ryan.
I will go with Rowdy as well.
Okay, by a score of 4-1. He's done it once again. And best of luck to him and the Rangers as they resume action Friday against the Toronto Blue Jays. A little LA Live's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Let's see what I got. Oh, a question for the Tolos. Great question. Stick around. Maybe you can get down.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we'll take a look at a lot of stuff from Cowboys training camp, their final practice of Oxnard earlier today. We'll be talking football with you coming up in the sixth. Time now for LA Live. Into the Pimp Cup we go.
Yeah.
Here's Lucius.
So, Bud Naked Wednesday, I got a question for the Tolos right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you swear. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Yeah.
Everybody get high.
I want to tell you this. I'm not dumb. I do race, and I talk about it. It has nothing to do with me. I got drop dead. It's here. It's in America. I'm reacting to my environment that I'm in. All of it's not a cleanup. I understand it, but I'm not stupid. I know that we're all in this together, black, white, fat, skinny, whatever it is, because trust me, we are either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. But guess what, kids? We're going to hang, because these motherfuckers up in that politics are crazy. And they don't give a damn about nobody. We should have a revolution every 4 years. We should go up in that White House and chop off heads.
Chop off heads.
Oh, they'd act right then. Every 4 years, we go in there and chop some heads off. Hurry, hurry, put the money back. They're coming. Put the money back.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah, hey, the great Paul Mooney. This is LA Live for Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Peace to the gods. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu. She's out here active too. Peace to you, man. Peace, 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 peace. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Today in LA Live, we will talk about what's something you know but you can't prove. What is something you know but you can't prove?
There's a difference between the people that read and the people that are the subject of what you're reading.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's people that like discover shit and figure out, and then there's the people that read it. Like, the amount of people that can explain the theory of relativity. That's probably not a lot of people,
yeah,
but they can do it. But then there's this ego thing that, because now I can explain it, like I'm somehow Einstein adjacent. It's like, no, you're not. You just read some smart shit.
Yeah.
That was a bit I used to do in my act, where it's just like, there's nothing worse than when a dumb person reads, because now they think they're smart. It's just like, no, you're just a dumb guy that knows a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, intellect... to me, is how you process information.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just reading a bunch of smart putting in your head and then puking it out at people and be like, you know, in 1492, that's not smart. You're torturing people.
You're torturing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, Billy Boy right there. One of my best friends on this planet. This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan, and he has no idea I exist out here. He doesn't know what I am.
It's just a matter
of
time.
I've been to like five or six of his shows, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey! It's a hump day, baby. Let's go! We almost there! Playing, boy.
Enjoy!
Yeah. As you should. All right, what is something you know but you can't prove? I do not have the Fantex open up here, fellas, so I'm going to need your help on that Fantex. But what is something you know you can't prove? I asked this to the people that follow me on Facebook and Threads. I'll be on that thread.
Threads is wild.
I like Threads because all of the Instagram girls
that's
are on
Threads. It's wild over there.
Oh, that's what you meant. What am
yeah.
I? Okay. Hey, man, that's wild over there on Threads.
It is.
That's how you meant. Oh, okay.
I'm trying
yeah.
to, like, you know,
you're right.
I'm going through, like, oh, Lucius posted something. I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It goes down, boy. It goes
hey,
down.
Do you like me? I'm, you know,
yeah,
you're an older
down.
Man, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a sugar daddy.
That's exactly what it is.
All right. What is something you know? I know it, but you can't prove. I got Tolos that says there was more than one gunman for the Kennedy assassination. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
All right, I got another Tolo that says that. I'm a patsy. My man said he was a patsy before he got popped.
He did.
The guy that was connected to the mafia came down there and popped him. Had one of the best clubs in Dallas at the time.
Jack Ruby. Oh, Jack.
Jack Ruby, boy. That Mr. Beast is hiding something terrible.
Uh-oh.
I've been seeing a lot of that.
Maybe.
Bodies?
Could I don't be. Know, man. Hopefully it's not the, like the $5 footlong guy type of situation.
Oh, please no.
Yeah. I hope not, because it's just too nice and smiley. And just,
would that be the worst?
He puts off serial killer vibes, I think.
Yeah.
He knows how to make money, that guy.
Sure does.
Oh, it's incredible.
What is something you know but can't prove? Greg Popovich turned off the AC to make LeBron cramp up.
Oh, yeah, in the finals. Genius move.
Just true. LeBron.
My man said there's a cure to cancer, but they won't tell us.
I agree with that 100%.
Hey, cancer.
Give it to Jerry.
I had screw you, cancer.
No money in a cure.
No money in the medicine, baby.
It makes so much money.
The money's in the medicine. Excuse me. Money's in the medicine. Another Tolo says Magic Johnson doesn't have HIV.
Mm.
Oh.
Just full-blown AIDS?
Yeah.
He was just rich enough to get the good stuff before the mainstream could.
Yeah.
Now it's not fatal, right? Now you can pretty much live
with it. Yeah, you can keep going, man. You can take pills where it's undetected. Yeah. I think Paul Mooney said Magic Johnson had financial AIDS. Because he got so rich. What's something you know but can't prove? This Tolo said the last election was rigged by Elon. Mm. Or as my uncle calls him, Leon.
Leon?
Leon.
Oh, Leon.
Oh, Leon. What?
The NBA rigged the lottery system to give the Mavericks the number one pick to make up for trading Luka.
Yeah,
we're getting plenty of that.
I think there's a lot going on with the NBA. Longer.
That is something you really, really know right there, but you just cannot prove it.
You can't prove
Everybody's going to deny till they die. Mm-hmm. Everybody, especially if they get in a check that says NBA on it. Kool-Aid was created by the government to hide terrible water quality.
If you've ever drank the
genius
original packs of Kool-Aid, they used to come in like paper.
Yeah.
No sugar and stuff like that. It was awful.
Yeah, it tasted weird until you put the sugar in there.
You had to put the sugar in there, but it was awful until you got the sugar.
I remember the girls in junior high used to come to school with the little packets of sugar in like a plastic bag.
There you go.
Pour some in your hand and you just lick it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pixie sticks were big for a while there.
Wugga, 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 wugga.
Says you want that back, man. What is something you know but can't prove? Ms. Tolo says, it used to be bigger.
See, the osteoporosis got me.
It's not my fault.
Promise you, man. Something goes on down there.
Used to be a girthquake.
Yeah. We get a question, you know, that if you want to add a couple inches.
You can do that apparently these days.
A couple of inches on the girth,
injection?
Bro. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So what?
That is pretty crazy.
You're going to get denied at the door. Oops. Wait a minute.
A little excited, buddy.
Hold on, Phil.
I think you need to hit the gentleman's club down the street here.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready. Mr.
Frank and Schwanz.
What's something, something you know but can't prove? That Courtney Love was involved with Kurt Cobain's death.
Mm. Yeah, I don't mind that.
Accidental in a way?
She did put off a lot of crazy chick vibes.
Did.
You can see that. Yeah, still does.
She wasn't paying attention kind of a thing?
No, they think she's involved with it, like wanted to take his assets and stuff. Oh, maybe mad at him or something.
Gotcha. I thought maybe she was kind of not paying attention.
Did he eat a Mossberg sandwich and that's how he did it?
Oh, he did. Yeah.
That's a shotgun. Mm-hmm. How do you reach down there with the shotgun? My man got some arms like Stephen A.
Maybe your toe, or maybe it's a sawed off.
Toe.
Yeah.
Wow, boy.
Yeah.
Dead man's toe.
It's pretty impressive. Getting a lot of OJ did it. Getting a lot of Stevie Wonder can actually see.
I believe that.
Both of those.
He told Carmelo he likes to watch him play. What does that mean, Stevie? What does that mean, Stevie?
Through the braille.
Yeah. What is something you know but can't prove? Old couples look alike because the amount of DNA the husband has shared with the wife.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That's the Tolos.
Ooh.
I didn't add nothing to that. No sauce. Matter of fact, I scolded down a little bit. He said something else. He said something great.
It.
Yeah. Josh Hamilton was the best five-tool baseball player.
Yeah.
He was pretty damn
hard to argue with that.
The natural.
Know. Obviously, you got Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
Trout.
They said Barry Bonds back in the day when he first started.
Barry Bonds is a beast, Griffey, bro. Yeah. He's Barry still Bonds. A beast.
Yeah. I don't know if Bonds had the arm. Did he? Bonds had everything?
When, I believe when he first started in the league that they said he was a five-tool player. I've heard people talk about that.
He didn't get his elite power until he almost was after 30. You know, he was kind of a 25 home run a year guy.
Yeah, he could always run.
Me too. I didn't get my elite power till after 30 either, man.
Full grown man strength.
Yeah. Too much partying during the 20s.
Yeah.
Couldn't focus right. Muscles weren't recovering good. Wasn't thinking. Can't eat a bunch of, cheeseburgers and then you're going to put on some muscles.
No. Like I wish.
I mean, it's just so fun. You're full of energy to rage. It's like, why would you want to stop and get all disciplined?
Yeah. Showing up to work still kind of drunk from the night before. You're bragging to your other, man, yeah. I'm still got my messed up, dude. Yeah. I got my fastball with me. No, that's crazy.
Yeah. Feel a little punchy this morning. Probably still 0.05.
There's too many mattress stores within a 5 to 7 mile radius of each other. Money laundering.
It is crazy. Yeah. And there's nobody ever in them.
I know.
Walk into a mattress store right now. You'll be the only one.
Breaking Bad style.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to Mattress Mac down there in Houston. Young nigga. That dope. Young. Move that dope. There is something sinister about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, this Tolo believes.
Oof. He does have a dark side. Yeah.
That's his daddy, fam. What you talking about?
He's kind of mean, you know?
Yeah.
You can break through that Hollywood, you know, veneer. Boy,
my man is allegedly juiced to the gills, dog.
Oh, is that right?
Oh. I'm talking about everything. Yeah. Come on, dog. If you're just looking through the progression throughout the years.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be tough to have to, like, try to keep up because you're, like, 60 now, and you got to be freaking yoked to be the Rock still.
You got to be the Rock.
You know? And it's a high bar. We played softball with this guy for the longest time, and he always just hit home run, home run, home run. Like, he would hit the home run rule by himself, right? And then he'd have to try to hit doubles and stuff and bang them off the wall. And one year, he came back, like, 50 pounds lighter.
Wow.
It was like, you know, the bubble had been burst, literally.
No.
Yeah. Had to stop roiding.
Oh, damn.
It's a bad day.
What is something you know it can't prove staying in the world of wrestling? The Montreal screw job
is
the biggest work in wrestling history.
Was that for a championship belt or something like that? I'm not familiar with
that. Yeah, Vince McMahon screwed Bret the Hitman Hart. Is that what that was?
I don't know, man.
Got mad at him. Yeah. Told him you're not going to win. You're not going to be the hero. That kind of thing.
Now sign right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerry Jones is happy making money and being mediocre. Taxation is just the government stealing your multiple money. We're living in the Matrix. And this one right here, this is kind of, I mean, you know, I'm going to just say it. This Tolo says that the word Tolo is about 10 years overdue from being totally worn out.
Whoa. Really? I thought it was just hitting
his
prime.
That's hating right there. Yeah. That's some hating right there.
Maybe we'll go back to G-Bag Nationals.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, sir. Oh, CA's in at the 817. The moon is not a moon.
It's hollow.
Okay, we'll do some Cowboys, and we'll do a proper round trip or go around the bases and more coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on the fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. that's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.